AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tropical Storm Nicole is covering a good part of Florida, and it's hitting areas already battered just a few months ago by Hurricane Ian. Governor Ron DeSantis says there is damage.
3 to 5 foot of storm surge in some areas. We've also seen potential flash flooding. Impacts have been basically what's been expected. You do have downed trees, you have power lines, you have some road washouts. Combined winds and storm surge, we've seen beach erosion.
Multiple homes toppled into the Atlantic. At least 2 deaths have been reported. Nicole's winds did minimal damage, but its storm surge is more destructive. NASA's Kennedy Space Center says a large section of the destroyed space shuttle Challenger has been found buried in sand at the bottom of the Atlantic. Challenger broke apart shortly after liftoff in Florida in 1986. All 7 on board were killed, including the first schoolteacher bound for space, Krista McAuliffe. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says more aid will be going to Ukraine, including money for critical air defense.
This increased air defense will be critical for Ukraine as Russia continues to use cruise missiles and Iranian-made drones to attack critical civilian infrastructure.
There are concerns at the White House financial assistance for the war against Russia could decline a bit if Republicans take control of Congress. Margins between Democrats and Republicans have narrowed considerably in key races in Arizona. Election officials have been chipping away at counting more than 500,000 mail ballots returned on Election Day and shortly before. Democrats maintain small but dwindling leads in a number of races there. Control of the House overall and the Senate have not been determined. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his company, InfoWars, were ordered to pay an extra $473 million to victims' families and an FBI agent for calling the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting a hoax, adding to a nearly $1 billion jury verdict issued last month. This is AP News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says China needs to work with the U.S. on climate talks.
Talking to reporters at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt, Pelosi denounced China's current approach to the environment.
They know for the good of their own people that they've got to reduce the smog and increase their participation.
However, the House Speaker said despite her misgivings on China's policies, they are important in the fight against climate change.
I do believe that we must work with them on climate.
When asked on her position about Europe's recent gas shortage, Pelosi stressed the importance of not focusing too much on one source of energy.
We cannot have Putin's invasion of Ukraine to be an excuse to abandon our good policy.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Environmental groups are complaining of an increase in the number of fossil fuel lobbyists at the summit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.